Robinhood Radio presents Between the Stacks, a weekly show about local libraries by the people who manage them.
Hi, my name is Rana Leo Jamison, and I'm the director of the Northeast Millerton Library, and I'm here with Margaret. Margaret, like introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Margaret Hask, and I'm director of the Cornwall Library in Cornwall, Connecticut.
And in case any of you are not familiar with the Northeast Millerton Library, we're located right in the village of Millerton. We are very happy to serve about 3,000 people. And what about you, Margaret? Can you tell us more about Cornwall?
Yeah, our population is about half of that. We're at about maybe 1,300 or 1,400 people in the town of Cornwall. We had been lower than that, but we got some transplants during COVID. So we, particularly with younger families, we got a few new families, which was very nice.
What are you planning for your summer reading program this year?
Well, the summer reading program is a very casual kind of thing. We basically we were sort of concerned about how to make it fair. You know, mm-hmm. should you count the number of books, the number of pages? What about the parents reading? Does that count? You know, so we finally decided that if you participate, you're all in. So if your parents are reading to you, or if you're reading to yourself, or if you're reading to your little baby brother, or you're reading big books or little books or easy books or comic books, whatever you're doing, you can sort of join the program. And then at the end, we have a party and a little ice cream party and a prize for anybody who participated at any level. I didn't know how to do it. What have you done about it?
Well, we kind of, in the past, we've done things like reading logs and things of that nature. We kind of went away from that just because the people who are coming in didn't seem to enjoy it as much. So we've started to go to things that are more open. That way you don't have to be in the area. This year we're doing like scavenger hunts.
Oh, fun, yeah.
Yeah, so they're more like, you know, reading-themed scavenger hunts, like find a book with this in it, read a book like, you know, read a book to your pet or under a tree.
Right, that's fun.
Yeah, and, you know, we have programs and events going on throughout the summer to help promote it. But, yeah, it's a lot more fun for everybody involved, and it gets people more active.
We're doing a couple of weeks of summer camp at the library, which is our big undertaking for children in the summer. We offer 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, summer camp for 2 weeks, one in June and one in July. We have to limit the number of kids who can participate to 12 kids. And that's a great program. That's really popular, and the kids love it. They come back year after year. We keep the days pretty full. There's mm-hmm. there's quite a bit of outdoor kind of relaxed time for reading or Legos or whatever you want to do. But we also offer 2 special events a day, and some of those we open to the community, like if the Science Center is coming in or something like that, we open that up to the community. So that's really the biggest thing that we do for kids over the summer, these 2 weeks of camp, and then the casual reading challenge. And we do have a book group during the fall and winter months, sort of during the school year, but we kind of abandon that in the summer in favor of this casual reading kind of program.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. So
what are you doing for
pretty similar
programs?
Well, similar same way. We have some science programmers coming, and our theme this year that we're going is Adventure Begins at Your Library. So
cool.
Every week it's a new themed adventure, like the jungle or the pirate adventure is our first one, and that one's going to be a lot of fun. Decorate the library like it's, at the ocean.
Oh, that's fun. So then the kids come in and you have like a little event for them? Like what kind
of
things do you do?
For the opening on July 6th, they can come in for the first like hour and a half of the day, and we'll have like little stations. They can come in for a story hour. They can do crafts. They can pick up the first scavenger hunts. Yeah,
that sounds
just something fun for them to do on the weekend.
Yeah, that sounds great. Do you have much difference in participation during the week and weekends? Do you have a lot of weekenders up in Millerton?
Oh yeah, We have a lot of weekenders.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like the population of Millerton grows exponentially during the summer.
We feel that too. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice having the new families in over the summer.
Yeah, and it's like all of a sudden summer's over, and it's like all these either more local people or people who go somewhere else for the summer are coming back. I'm like, oh, it's a whole new community again.
A whole new community, right? Yeah, it's fun.
Do you have any upcoming events that you would like to talk about?
Well, for adults, we have several things. We have not this coming weekend, but next weekend, we have our major fundraiser called Books and Blooms, which is a talk Friday evening, the 21st. And then Saturday during the day, we have four private gardens opened for touring. Talk on Friday night is by Ann Temkin, who's one of the chief curators at MoMA. And then we have a reception after that, which is very nice. It's under a tent on the green. It's a very lovely event. And then during the day on Saturday, there are these four gardens that are open. And, you know, you buy a ticket and you get a map, and it's sort of self-directed. You go to each garden, stay as long as you like, and it's beautiful. It's such a treat that these, these people open their yards, you know, to the public, you know, in support of the library. It's really a wonderful thing that they do. Then the weekend after that, we're having James Traub talk about his new book on Hubert Humphrey. I think that would be very interesting. And then at the end of the summer, we also have a poetry workshop. We don't do a lot during the summer because so many other entities are doing things,
mm-hmm.
but we do have a poetry workshop. And then at the end of the summer, we have our Labor Day art sale, which is kind of a unique thing. We ask people to donate art from their homes, not work that they've produce themselves, but paintings they might have, they're tired of, they don't use it anymore, they're taken from their parents' house, they don't want them, you know, whatever. Whatever they have they don't like, they bring it into the library. We research it, we find a fair price for them, and then we sell them to the community. We have, you know, an art sale, and people come in and buy the paintings, and that's a pretty good fundraiser, too, and it's a lot of fun. So we kind of bookend the summer with two big fundraisers, and they're both sort of fun community fundraisers.
Yeah, it does sound like a lot of fun. I always love going on garden tours, and I've never heard of that kind of art sale, and that sounds just, like, fantastic.
it's really fun because, you know, paintings get swapped around, you know, from house to house, and then we're, like, the middleman, and we get all the income for it, which is fantastic because we're an association library. We're not municipal, so we do get a grant from the town, but we need to raise the vast majority of our budget every year.
We're kind of in the same boat. We are an association library, and for anyone who's listening who doesn't know what that means, it means that we were founded by the local community rather than municipality.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of in the same boat, but we've been very fortunate that we only have to raise maybe 20% of our budget.
Oh, boy, that's nice. That's
nice.
Yeah, great. And what kind of things are you doing for adults over the summer?
We don't have a lot of fundraisers going on in the summer, but we have two kind of health-related programs going on.
Oh.
They're really for anybody, but one is specifically for kids 11 and up. It's a safe sitter course, and we only have room for about maybe like 5 or 6 people. It's a very small group, but it's very hands-on. It's really neat. They get trained by a certified instructor who's also a nurse who will teach them what to do when they're alone, when they're watching their siblings, when they're babysitting. You know, if there's an emergency, if there's a power outage, if someone is choking. Like, they learn all about how to take care of themselves and the people they're with, an emergency, which, I mean, even if you don't plan on going to become a babysitter, it's wonderful knowledge to have.
It sounds terrific. Yeah, that's a wonderful program.
And I think that is on June 22nd, so almost 4 days after that, we're doing, partnering with Sharon Hospital for a women's health seminar. We have an OBGYN. And a registered nurse coming to answer questions and do a presentation on women's health. And it's kind of, it's a great opportunity to learn things from a trusted source. It's going to cover everything from early beginnings of puberty all the way to menopause.
Wow, fantastic.
It's amazing. Yeah. I am very excited about it. It's not something we've done before, but I feel like it's important information that maybe not everyone would be comfortable discussing, but being able to have it done in a way that it's presented by a medical professional, it's going to be wonderful.
It does sound terrific, yeah. So we have about 4 minutes left, and I thought maybe we'd talk about the books that people are reading what you'd recommend. So at the Cornwall Library, a book that's getting a lot of attention is The Women by Kristen Hanna.
Oh, yeah.
I have two copies in the library, and I can't keep them in. In fact, I had to print up something because I didn't have a book to put in front of me to talk about it. But it's about the nurses in Vietnam. And some people I know who've been in Vietnam said that it's very realistic. It really does tell the true story. So it's novel, but it's historically accurate. And I think it's interesting because Alice McDermott's last novel, Absolution, was also about women in Vietnam. So there are two books out there now on that particular topic, both of which are excellent books.
And I feel like that's a topic that, at least, you know, it usually seems that everything's about World War II.
Yes,
it's kind of nice to have another topic
that's
still an important topic.
Right, absolutely. And what are your patrons reading now?
Well, they're reading that one, but it's funny because I picked out a nonfiction book that reads like fiction.
Mm.
The new Eric Larson book came out last month, and he's immensely popular at our library.
Uh-huh.
And it's he wrote Devil in the White City about the World's Fair, and his new book is The Demon of Unrest, a saga of hubris, heartbreak, and heroism in the dawn of the Civil War. And it covers the 5 month period between Lincoln getting elected and the shelling at Fort Sumter, which sparked the Civil War. I haven't had the opportunity to read it yet. It is on my list, and I'm still waiting for it to come back in. I was hoping I'd be able to start it before we discussed it today. But all of his books are amazing. They're so well researched, and they're great books for people who don't generally like to read nonfiction, because you're reading them in such a, they're written in such a way that they're accessible and they're engaging, and you don't realize that everything he's writing is absolutely true. It just feels like it's a fictional story because it's like the truth is stranger in fiction. You just can't believe the information he's finding.
That sounds great. Yeah, we do have that. We have ordered that book, and I'll be curious to see if it goes out a lot. We do have a lot of Civil War buffs in Cornwall, and I suspect it'll go out pretty well. So we have like 1 minute left. Is there anything else that you'd like to say to people who will be listening?
Just encourage them to come down and visit. You may be surprised what we all have to offer you. Libraries are not necessarily the libraries you knew when you were growing up. We have all kinds of things to offer.
It sounds like you really do. And let's see, I had a thought about what I'd like to add. At the Cornwall Library, I have broken the budget. I went out and bought a ton of new books for everybody to read over the summer. So I'm looking forward to having people come in and justify my expense, and I'm sure they will, because we have a lot of good readers.
That sounds great.
Well, it's nice talking to you.
Yes, it was great talking to you. And
okay.
Thank you for Robin Hood Radio for giving us this opportunity.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much, Robin Hood.
Between the Stacks is produced at the facilities of Robin Hood Radio 91.9 FM, Sharon, Connecticut.